This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is two special ladies. One chose a fantastic year as her first presidency of Mercy High School, and the other is this year's valedictorian. You may ask, why them? Well, they have a little something in common. We're going to get into that. So Alyssa DeJong is the president of Mercy High School, and Kyla Lujambio of Wallingford is this year's valedictorian. And Alyssa, you were also valedictorian just a few years ago. Thank you for joining me this morning. Congratulations to both of you.
Great. Thank you, Joey. And good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. And thank you once again.
Oh, not a problem. We'll start with you, Alyssa, our president. 26 years ago, you were valedictorian. It's been a few changes over the few years. What's changed recently?
Oh, well, let's see here. After I graduated from Mercy, I went off and did my college and went to graduate school. And then I was an economist for 20 years. And it was wonderful doing a lot of public policy research for the state, trying to figure out how to improve its economic dynamism. And so many times, we found out in our recommendations that it was important to better connect education with employers. And so when this job became available at Mercy High School, I thought, what a great way, not just to serve my alma mater, but also to directly impact the community in that special way. And I'll tell you, when I entered the doors once again last July, the community and the sense of spirit that was here was palpable, and it was just as strong as I remember it when I graduated in the 90s.
So when you entered the halls last year, what did Mercy High do last year, this year? You know, just a little bit into that with COVID and stuff like
sure.
that. How did you make that work?
Well, that was pretty much the first thing I had to deal with when I got here. And so I put together a group of people to help me figure it out. And that we did. We had to think about how to manage through COVID from a security aspect, from a health aspect, from a teaching and a technology aspect. And so we figured out a way to open up in early September on time, and we kept the doors open for in-person learning all year, and we had remote accommodations for anyone who needed them, both faculty, staff, and students.
That's excellent. That's one thing I've talked to a lot of people about this year, is just everyone's had to think so far outside the box.
Right.
And, now this year's valedictorian, how has school been? We'll look at the past few years, your high school career in general. It's been, I guess you've had everything, all high schoolers have had everything thrown at them the past few years. How has the adjustment gone for you, Kyla?
Honestly, Mercy has done such a phenomenal job. I remember speaking with my other teammates on like my outside teams, and just Mercy's commitment to make sure that we were learning. I mean, having had virtual school last year in the spring and being able to be in person while my other friends were like remote still just really made an impact not only on our motivation but also our mindset for the year, because Mercy was very hopeful. They didn't focus on the negative, on what we weren't able to have. They really focused on what they could do and what they could do for us in order for us to have those moments that we were going to always cherish.
And, just thinking as, a young lady now, think back to your early middle school, even elementary school. Would you ever have thought to yourself, wow, it'd be really cool to be home at school learning? And now going, wow, I really want to be back at school because I miss my friends and the structure. It's, like you said, it is. There's something to be said about being in school or even in the office place with friends, colleagues, teammates. There's a bond that you build that you just can't progress along Zoom. So that, that had to be a real relief to you to be able to go back to class and see your friends and teachers and have a little bit more structure back in life.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, Kyla's just a fantastic example of someone who's been able to not just get by, but to thrive through this pandemic. And we've seen so many examples of it in this senior class. I mean, I know, we kind of a lot of people joke about it with me about how this was kind of an interesting time to take on a new job because there were it was definitely complicated. That's maybe a bit of an understatement, but to see the students and how they rallied and they've come together and to be able to make these have these accomplishments is it's phenomenal.
Yeah, and Kyla, one thing. As valedictorian, you've had to do some volunteering. How has volunteering, during this pandemic, what have you done to help out in the community?
So I actually, during March, when we were kind of stuck at home, I knew I wanted to do something. Mercy really instills in you the value of volunteerism and what that really means. And so I kept thinking, and I was like, you know what? Face masks aren't really being talked about right now. And so I talked a bit with my parents, and they invested in me. And so I was able to, with my other Mercy friends as well, form a kind of nonprofit service project. And we were able to raise money and donate face masks to the frontline workers, like those in the hospitals, also like our grocery store workers, those who are working in nursing homes. And not just these face masks, but we were able to provide with them cards, and these were handmade cards, and the responses that we got back from these organizations that had like received our packages of love were just amazing. You could really feel their appreciation and having received these like tiny messages showing that like we were appreciating all that they were doing, all of their sacrifices that they were making by going out and still going and doing their job.
I was one of the recipients of the cards and the face masks on taking this new role, and it really meant the world to me that some students were thinking about me and making sure that I was safe and could do the best job I could do. So thank you, Kyla. You know how I feel about that project. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, it's gotten tossed around a lot in the past year, the cliche, we're all in this together. But it takes little things like that to just really... It means something, and I've had some family members going through some stuff, too, in the past year, and they've said it's just those little things. Like, I have three boys. When they send a little handwritten card or a picture, there's just something warming about that. It's an unknown feeling that you don't know until it happens to you. So that's awesome, Kyla, for doing that during this time. And one other thing I want to get into, another fun thing. You're from Wallingford.
Yes.
I worked in Wallingford for a very long time. Favorite?
Oh, really?
Yep. Favorite restaurant in Wallingford? If it's one of those things, you want to go out to dinner, where are you going?
I'd have to go and say Napoli's.
Okay.
It's an Italian restaurant.
Yep.
And they have the best stuffed bread, specifically the veggie stuffed bread. I will say, I actually am getting it tonight. Celebrate the last day of school.
There's nothing wrong with that. And this, like I said, this has been an extremely weird year. And how have this, as a student athlete also, how did you work all of that together?
A lot of time management and staying motivated and knowing that I have such a circle of positive influences around me and that they're all motivating me and they're all supporting me in my journey, and also knowing that I can do my part to help my underclassmen, like those freshmen who are coming in this year with the pandemic, and just letting them know that like it's a scary time, but like we have each other and we're going to work hard, and like we really put that into practice, and actually we won our conference this year. I actually scored the goal, so it was very nice moment to have after the last 4 years.
Absolutely.
And to really bring the team together, especially with everything going on.
That's awesome. So now you're graduating, you're going to have that stuffed bread. Where do you see yourself in the future? Is this going to be a role reversal in 26 years where you're going to become the next president of Mercy High? Like, what are you looking for towards the future?
So actually, I am going to UConn. I actually am very honored to have received the Stamp Scholarship. As well as an acceptance into their special dental program. So I have an early matriculation into their dental school. And actually, it's my dream to be a general dentist and later on open my own clinic in order to give free services. I actually work a lot currently with UConn and their migrant farm workers.
Okay.
And so I think that's also my goal, is to be able to provide more services to those underprivileged people, because I know – all the work that they're doing. I'm a first-generation American, so I understand the struggles of, like, being an immigrant family, mm-hmm. and so I really want to give back to my community. I'm Hispanic, and even more to my fellow Latinos.
And that's awesome. And, back to the president, that's one thing, you know, here across Connecticut, we are a small state, but we mm-hmm. are a diverse state. You know, and yes. I'm sure you have a lot of these stories in your school, not just Kyla. What are some of the other things that Mercy High is doing for the community to help people and the students get through this pandemic together?
Well, there's a lot of, that's a great question. It's just, we're trying to come up with ways to keep our traditions going so that we as a community can stay strong. So, for example, just this past week, we had our traditional May crowning ceremony, and we had our induction ceremony where our student council officers and other officers kind of hand over the reins to the rising seniors and the upperclassmen. And so that's one thing. And then another thing is with community building. And so one example is our Italian National Honor Society students just put together trays of lasagna to support our food pantry in Middletown. And so just lots of ways where we can come together as a community and then also give back to the larger community. Those are things that we've been really trying to work on all year.
Joining me this morning, Kyla Luhambio and Alyssa DeJong, the current and past valedictorian of Mercy High School. Thank you both for joining me this morning. You two ladies are proof positive that great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.